For the first time since 2018, the federal government has shut down. WHYY's Tom McDonald has reactions from local elected leaders.
The government shutdown was opposed by both Democrats and Republicans. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Dave McCormick posted a video about the situation.
This is terrible for America. It's going to put a pause on spending that supports basic services, our military.
Democrat Chris Coons of Delaware said he and his colleagues stopped the government to take a stand against cutting off tax credits for health care to the poor.
We know that if you have health care, everything else can work itself out.
Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman voted for the Republican bill to keep the government running, even though he also voted for the tax credits, saying he wouldn't vote for the chaos of shutting down government. Under the shutdown, Social Security checks will continue to be issued, but federal employees are undergoing furlough, and those such as airport TSA workers will have to do their job without a paycheck and wait for a settlement to receive their back pay. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Philadelphia's libraries are often forced to close because of staff shortages or building emergencies. This summer, air conditioning issues shuttered more than half of the library branches in Philly's system for at least a few hours. Jessica Walker is a library worker at the Walnut Street West branch, speaking as a member of her union. The branch closed for weeks this summer after its AC broke down.
The HVAC issues system-wide feel like they are getting worse, and we're seeing more closures.
The city has increased funding for libraries in recent years. A spokesperson says going forward, the Free Library of Philadelphia plans to fully replace HVAC systems at 5 branches each year. Well, no need for the AC today. 73 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, under clear skies, an absolutely beautiful afternoon. Those clear skies lasting into tonight. Overnight, temperatures drop down to the lower 50s. Tomorrow for Thursday, some patchy clouds expected. Temperatures going to be slightly cooler than today. We're expecting highs only to peak in the upper 60s on Thursday, then back to around 70 on Friday.